Immaculate Mother of our Savior, all the holy angels in heaven, all our saints and blessed protectors, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on this holy night, when we remember and celebrate the birth of our Savior, a fitting, perhaps the most fitting response is gratitude. Gratitude which shares the same root of the word grace. And this grace came to us in the form of a little child and brought with him salvation and life and the light. So we think about the meaning of his coming, the meaning of the incarnation of the Word of God, of the eternal Word and the Son of God. Through him, everything that we enjoy, we have through him. Existence, salvation, so many things to be thankful for, even the earthly things that we enjoy, our vocation, be it in family, be it in an apostolic mission, in these gifts that he's given us, that God has given us through his Son, we also partake in his incarnation. Because the church is the body of Christ. We, his members, united to him, the head. And so, on the evening, on the night, that we recall his incarnation, we celebrate also our mission, our reason for being. As we heard in the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. It doesn't take many years. You don't have to be old to realize that the darkness is still in the world. And if you've lived a little longer, you've been able to see that darkness grow, and it grows deeper. Men have turned their back on God in large numbers, but we have seen the light, and we walk in the light. The angels this evening the angel announcing to the shepherds said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." The angel to announce this great news appears to the most humble in society, the shepherds who live on the fringe. Literally, they're outside of the city. And they're not highly looked upon. They don't have a high estate in life. And yet, to them is announced the greatest news that ever reached human ears. And our Lord himself comes in this humility. He also appears to the three kings of Orient, who aren't even of the chosen people of God. Technically, they're pagans, and yet they're the first Christians. They're the ones who come seeking the Messiah because they understand mystically, they're inspired to seek out the promised one. And what do they find? A babe lying in a manger. And this is, as Chesterton, G.K. Chesterton would say, one of the great paradoxes, perhaps the greatest, that the eternal Word of God was made flesh. He who is without bounds, infinite and eternal, comes in the weakness of the human flesh, and he empties himself. God, who made us, becomes one of us. And in his divinity, clothed in humanity, he points out to us our destiny. He came to bring us to eternal life. And so, in saving us, in doing all that he did for us, principally suffering and dying on the cross for us, we can have no other reaction or response if not gratitude. And in this gratitude for the grace we've received, it's like love. Love given seeks to be returned, seeks to multiply itself. And as the angels sing Gloria in Excelsis Deo, Gloria to God in the highest, so we too are called to give glory to God. All the glory is his. All the glory goes to Jesus Christ and to the Most Holy Trinity. We learn in theology that obviously God doesn't need us, but because of his great love, he created us to share his love with us. And in a similar way, as I said, we're called to partake in the incarnation. And so this love that we've received, we want to multiply. We want to recognize and give glory to God by sharing him with others. And how, then, do we give this gift of Jesus? Or rather, let's say today is his birthday, and we want to give him a present. Really, we're the beneficiaries, and we're the ones who receive. But we want to give back. We want to give Jesus a gift. He himself told us how. He who loves me obeys my commands. His mother told us, do whatever he tells you, which means love him. He who loves me obeys my commands. If we do what he tells us, then we're loving him. And that's what Our Lady told us. And how is it that we prove our love? Love is really proven only when it costs us, when we have to make a sacrifice, when we give of ourselves, by doing his will, above all, in becoming holy. This is our Christian vocation, that God calls us to holiness. And in becoming holy by following Christ to the cross, then we seek to communicate him to others. We receive him, as we will this evening shortly, in Holy Communion. And the fruit of that communion is to share Christ with others, to practice charity, to spread the grace, to spread salvation, the gift that we've received from him we want to give to others. And in that way, we give back to him. And that's what it means to be the light. We've seen this great light, but Jesus said, be light. Jesus gave himself to us, and so he is ours also to give. Jesus came, and in his coming, he ended despair. Man had no hope before Jesus came. Well, there was hope in the Word of God because God had promised the Messiah, but we really knew that we were saved when Jesus became flesh. In this hope, then, for the eternal happiness that awaits us in Christ, let us immerse ourselves in the spirit of Christmas, of Emmanuel, God who is with us. We know the infinite Word of God, who tells us that we will live forever. With great gratitude to the Father, who so loved the world, and to the Son, who came to give himself to us, and the Holy Spirit, who overshadowed and espoused the Blessed Virgin Mary, our mother too. We give thanks for all the church. Well, first of all, to Our Lady for her fiat, and also to Saint Joseph for his. Together, the Holy Family fulfilled the Word of God, the will of God, the salvation of mankind with Jesus, in Jesus. We give thanks for all the church who, throughout these 2,000 years, have kept the faith. And we give thanks for the angels who help us to sing glory to God and keep watch through the night, which is a symbol also for this life, a life filled with suffering, filled with many evil things, but not without hope. For Christ is the light who shines, who comes this night, and we give glory to God in the highest. Praised be Jesus and Mary.